Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart, another chance to hear from the Holy Spirit as He speaks from the heart. I love the plan of God and the active love of His people as they do that plan. When we walk in love, it opens the door for us to do more than what we are normally capable of. We see things in a greater way. As we walk in obedience to the Lord, I started out obeying the Lord. I did the things that Jesus taught just because Jesus said it and I trusted Him. But what I found out, I learned something that I couldn't have learned any other way. And I saw why He said it. I began to see why He said it. And as I continue in that act of love, and doing things that He said, I began to see more reasons why He said it. And as the years go by, I see even more reasons why He said do things a certain way. And so it is. You get an understanding you can't get any other way. Your faith, it begins with your faith. You can't see the end. You don't know all the reasons why God said do things a certain way. But when you act on His guidance, my friend, that's the best thing you can do. It is wonderful. And I wouldn't take nothing for the knowledge that God has given me. It's more valuable than all money. It's more valuable than anything a man could desire. The move of the Holy Spirit, we have something in us. We have the Holy Spirit. You realize we have access to all wisdom, all knowledge, whatever you want to know. The Holy Spirit is our friend. He's not just a one-man library. He's better than that. He loves us. He guides us. The heart of God lives in our spirit. And when we get to know Him, we get to know things that will bless us forever. And it's valuable. That's the most valuable thing I know of. You know, being reunited with the Father. We are the children of God. We get to live forever. And salvation is not just limited to a life insurance policy, but it's a blessing. It's a tremendous blessing. And then we get to walk with the Lord, and He doesn't put a cap on what we can learn. He prepares us to learn even greater things. You know, we learn and we learn and we learn, and It's fine with Him. And the way He teaches us to learn without pride. I noticed that the Lord helped me to understand things. And before He gave me the next step or whatever I was learning, He prepared me to hate pride even more. That way, it's the same way with money. People have to be prepared to be faithful as they increase. That's the love of God. Some people will go right back to the world if they had enough money. They look at the money and not God. So when our God thinks of all things, and he doesn't want to lose us. He don't want us to become an enemy. So His methods of training and everything is faithful. And I couldn't know that unless I began to learn from Him. It's like He's protecting me all the time. And I thank God for it. When you have the heart of a servant, when you have the mind of Christ, the Word said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Remember, He washed the feet of His disciples. That was unheard of in Israel because pride had infiltrated Israel. That's why they rejected Him. Pride always is a terrible enemy against God. But everybody wasn't like that. Nicodemus came to Jesus by night and heard his word. Jairus came to Jesus so he could heal his daughter. Everybody's not like the Pharisees that wanted Jesus dead. There are good ministers out there. But there's a common belief that everybody that's a pastor is on God's side. Everybody that's a preacher is on God's side. Everybody that says that they're Christians and profess Christ is on the side of God. And that's just not true. I wish it was true, but it's not. And the reason the Lord has me saying these things is because we need to know this truth that's out there and how it happens. When anybody start loving the world and they love the world more than God, it changes everything. And in order for this disaster to stop, people have to understand why it happens. The only people that are going to be raptured and the only people that are going to heaven are those who believed on Jesus and they live according to his word. It doesn't mean that they have to, I'm not saying they have to do great works, but they have to live the life. They have to share that love of God and they have to resist evil. They can't grab a hold to evil and embrace it and stay the friend of God. And the Lord can't let them. Their logic changes. Their heart hardens. Their will weakens. And they become destructive. And it's a problem. And they do it by choice. And they do it on purpose. It starts with temptation. But if you don't kill the temptation, whatever you're tempted with will change and kill you. It will infiltrate your life. And the world works in seed form too, because that's what Satan, Lucifer was an angel. He understood seed form. And that's how he got his army. He eluded them with deception, with lies, deceit. He tempts people with the same thing he was tempted with. And when that seed starts in them, it works against everything. And it's bad. Now we're going to pick up where Brother Peter was telling us in chapter 2. 2 Peter chapter 2. This is Peter when he was an older man. He was about to die. He had did the work of the ministry. And he was showing us what to watch out for. And the Lord is using, he's got me reading what Peter wrote to warn us. And we're going to take a look at chapter 2 and 3 as God guides us. Now last time I made it down to verse 14. So, and I tried to go back. I got there before, but I tried to go back and reiterate. But I didn't make it throughout the whole broadcast as far as I was trying to go. So we're going to look at, we'll start at verse 12. He said, but these, talking about the false prophets, as natural brute beasts made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things that they understand not and shall utterly perish in their own corruption. False prophets don't understand the impact of their way. That's why many of them think they're still on God's side, even though they've turned. Now, they're different from the Pharisees. They call Jesus Lord, but they don't mean it. They call him Lord, but they also love the world more. And they defend the world without realizing the impact of what they're doing. In heart, they've changed. They understand not. Daniel said that none of the wicked will understand. Everybody who chooses wrong, who chooses the world, they will not understand the dynamics of life. They will not understand the move of God. It can be explained to them. They will not understand it. and they can't benefit from it because they don't understand and they fight it. They don't see that way. See, pride is a self-promoter. Pride, it gives you false assurance. You think you're right when you're wrong. You think you're best when you're worst. You think you're alive when you're dead. You think you're rich when you're poor. Just like the Laodicean church. They had a reputation for being God's people. They had a reputation for being rich and wealthy. They had natural possessions. And they thought they were rich spiritually. And they were poor. Dirt poor. Dirt poor is when you have a house and it doesn't have a floor in it. Just dirt. But people don't build houses that way no more. So the phrase kind of stuck, but the times have changed and people don't realize what dirt poor really is. Now, in spirit and in truth, they were the enemy of God. And Jesus told them to repent because he was going to spit out the lukewarm church. They have gotten in, they're infiltrated people. They're full of the world. And they won't repent. He told them to repent or he was going to move them out of the way. And see, every church, those seven churches, they represent seven times. The Laodicean church represents the end time church before he comes back. The early church was stronger. The end time church had a reputation. It had knowledge. We have the history that the older churches have. We can read about history, things that happened in every age, all the way back to Jesus. And without putting it in its proper perspective. In other words, if a person thinks that washing his neighbor's feet is stupid beneath them, then they walked away from that love of God. We all can see the wisdom in what Jesus did. We all can see the honor in what he did. We all can see the kindness and the love of what he did. And he chose to do that because it was so far out of the mindset of the people that Peter said, "No, Lord, you won't wash my feet. You'll never wash my feet." And he said, "If I don't wash you, you have nothing to do with me." He said, "Wash my hands and my head too." He changed. He loved God. But he was persuaded by his surroundings, which was headed by the Pharisees, but was challenged by Jesus, his Savior. And he always heard the warning. The disciples were, but they didn't know that the Pharisees was wrong because that's what they were used to. But Jesus systematically expose them for the lie that they became. And then he washed their feet. Now he did something they'll never forget. I'm talking eternity. They can remember it now. But they understand fully what God was saying. And then they went out and did the same thing. They healed the sick. See, you can't heal the sick unless you love the people. If you have the gift of healing and you don't love people enough, you're not going to use it the same. Some people use gifts because it makes them look good. But the people who do it because they love the people, they have better results. They stay out of trouble. When you love people from the heart like God does, there's no room in your heart to love the world. And you start seeing people, you love people for who they are, for the creation that they are, what God made them to be. You see, you value them. It's different. People that don't love, they don't understand. Now watch this. It gets worse with these false prophets. All right. They perish in their own corruption. Verse 13. And shall receive the reward of unrighteousness. That means they're going to hell. As they count it pleasure to ride in the daytime. Spots they are and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings, while they feast with you. Now among each other, They let their hair down and they talk about what's really in their heart. And then they hide it from others, sporting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you. Watch verse 14. This is a good one. Having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, and heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, son of Bozer, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. Balaam was a true prophet. Did you know that Balaam prophesied some of the things that's going to happen in the very last days? He prophesied some of the same things that even John prophesied, and others too. But he went after filthy lucre. He went after filthy money. He went to insult Balak, King Balak, and it turned his heart. And his sin became a religion. A Baal worship. And they use fornication, adultery, and they turn from the Lord. Baal worship. Terrible. Terrible business. All right. Now, back to verse 14. Having eyes full of adultery that cannot cease from sin. When I first went to the Holiness, I talked about this before. When I first went to the Holiness Church, I thought that the holiness pastors were further along because they had the Holy Spirit, and they should have been. I came from a Methodist church. My daddy was an honorable man. So in my mind, and then I met Mom Powell, a lady that was full of the Holy Ghost. I thought people that had the Holy Ghost was like Mom Powell. And I found out how unique she really was. People who walk in love, they seek the Lord and they learn from him. And she taught me things that I couldn't have learned no other way. I thank God for that woman. So I thought that the ministers, she wasn't a pastor or a preacher. She was just a lady that loved God. But she said things to me that a lot of people who have degrees and have been in the ministry for years couldn't say. That's why I say when people that love God, they learn the most from the Lord. They get it. They understand. That lady taught like Jesus. When some of them, they don't teach like Jesus because they don't understand it. And I found out something. One day I used to work on cars at people's houses. And I was working on a lady's car. She was my neighbor for years. She grew up right next door. And she went to a holiness church downtown Birmingham somewhere. And she said, I forgot the man's name. She said, Elder Johnson, he's a real man of God. He don't flirt. And I'm like, wait a minute. In my mind, I didn't tell her. I said, holiness preachers don't flirt. Now I'm just getting started. You know, I've been saved a few years. Went to a holiness church a couple of years. I didn't know everything, but I thought the best of everybody. And that's probably one of the reasons God selected me. I was sincere. And when you're pure, everybody's pure. So that's why these messages are such an alarm to some people. And I know it. I can feel it. But these are truth saying. What I'm saying is for a reason. There's no need to duplicate what they did because they went wild. This is to help us not go wild. But when she said that, I said, wait a minute, holiness preachers don't flirt. And then I looked at her. I said, well, she would know because she was pretty. And they wouldn't tell, they wouldn't say, they wouldn't, they would hide it from somebody like me. But a woman like her that was pretty, they'd flirt. Because look, verse 14 says, having eyes full of adultery and cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls and heart they have exercised with covetous practice, cursed children. Now, some of you women, y'all know what I'm talking about because it have happened to you. Men of God that you thought were above all that, they made passes at you. Or you could tell that they were struggling. Or they wrote love letters or whatever. You know, they tried to hit on you. Not of God. False prophet business. Verse 15, which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray out following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. If you read Numbers around chapter, I think around chapter 20 to verse 25, you read the whole story, you'll see how Balaam started considering Balak's offer. At first he turned him down. God told him not to go. That should have been enough. Always follow the first influence of the Holy Spirit. The first wave of Balak's ambassadors, he sent them away. Then he sent some that was more noble. They had more sense. They had more wisdom. They were more cunning. And they made what he said sound more reasonable. That's how the devil works. So when the devil comes at you, it's wise to fortify yourself. I'm not going no matter what happens. You have to come to that point. You got to kill all the possibility of change. You have to be determined, sternly determined to follow through with what God say. Because he's coming back with more devils that's worse than the ones that came the first time. If he starts tempting you, he's up to something worse. So you gotta dig in deep in the love of God. Fix your heels in the foundation of the Lord. Stand there like a man. And be ready for him. When he come back, it's not just no, it's super no. I will never join you. Now that should have been Balaam's stance. But he didn't. He folded. He went with them. And you know the story about the donkey. The donkey saw the angel of the Lord and dodged him. Crushed Balaam's heel on that wall. And he wanted to kill that donkey. Then the angel said, if she would have continued, I would have killed you and saved her alive. Now, he should have turned around. But his heart was not right. And the Lord said, go. Now, he will not stop your will. God wants people that love him from the heart. Not pretense. Either love God or hate God. He'd rather for you to be hot, love God, or be cold, hate God. In the middle, he gonna spit the people who walk the middle out. Of the kingdom of God. He's going to give them a mind. Just like he did. He's going to blind them. And give them a mind. To do whatever it is they want to do. And let their heart become hardened. And their eyes become dull. And their hearing become dull. And their eyes be blind. He's going to harden their heart. And he's not going to give them repentance. And they're going to get worse and worse and worse. He spit them out. Now, if you read the Old Testament, you'll see where he's done that before. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will protect the kingdom. He will protect people who really love him from the heart. Because he's looking for people that will worship him in spirit and in truth. Not just pretense. Because those that love the world somewhere, they become dangerous just like Balaam. And that's what they're compared to in verse 15. All right, verse 16, but was which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. Verse 16, but was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb ass speaking with man's voice forbade the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, to whom the midst of darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they are lured through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness. Those that were clean escape from them who live in error. There are people in the congregation who love the Lord. And when the church goes astray, they don't realize that it went astray. They just don't want to be there no more. And they leave. And there are many people who have left congregations and assemblies because of this. They didn't know why they left. And the Holy Spirit guided them away to protect them. Because false prophets weaken the people. And you don't want your children going to a church where there is a false prophet in charge. And it's possible that every church has some false prophets in it. But when the word goes forth in power and in love, they usually leave. They're going to have a problem with the love of God. Whether they be the pastor themselves or people in the congregation, they always leave when they have a problem with the love of God. They will not stay. They are not at home there. They're going to find them a false prophet just like them. We're going to get to that because we're going somewhere with it. Verse 17. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried away with the tempest, to whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they are lured through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness. Those that were clean escape from them who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. See, it would have been better if they didn't even get saved, because now their punishment is going to be a lot worse. They really got saved. They understand. They partook of the Holy Spirit. They saw the miracles and wonders of God, and they turned from it. They turned. Verse 22, but it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, a dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. They went back to the world. They love Satan. They become Satanists with a mask of Jesus on. But they don't love God's ways. They don't share his love. They will not wash anybody's feet. And if they did, it wouldn't be for the right reasons. They might wash a pretty woman's feet or a rich man's feet. They cater to the rich. They flirt with the women, the wives and daughters of others. And they act like nothing's wrong. They allow themselves to lust after women. You know, the Ugandan pastor, everybody need to go on YouTube and type in the Ugandan pastor and listen to what he said. I'm going to say that again. Go to YouTube. Type in the Ugandan pastor and listen to the whole thing. It takes about an hour and 15, 20 minutes or 30 minutes. But it's worth it because it gives you a modern day example of what. See, this man had drifted. He didn't even realize it. He was lusting after women and didn't realize how dangerous it was. And he thought he was all right with God. You have to be faithful in the heart. All the true and precious promises are for God's people. But we have to live in spirit and in truth. Now, he came from a place where wickedness had taken over. And he sided with the world and didn't realize it. That YouTube video was amazing to me. Everybody need to watch it. Everybody. All of God's people need to listen to what the Ugandan pastor had to say. Now, this is what the Lord is talking about. I thank God that he got it right. He repented. People can repent. Repent means to turn from it and hate it. I don't just not sin. I hate the sin that the enemy tried to tempt me with. I hate it. I get mad about it. I hate it. Now, and I love God's people. It's very important. Every time I do something God give me to do, I love the joy that comes with it. I love the harmony of God. I value God And so if I value God, I value man. And I work to show people how much potential they have. I treat people like they matter. I love every person. And I don't let them believe that they're nothing. I said, you made in God's image. You're supposed to be doing this and that. Now, when they don't want to apply themselves and learn, that's their problem. But I let them know they can do it if they want to. And they can. Loving God is wonderful. God is good. And his mercy, his chesed, lives forever. The Lord wants us to know him. And he wants us to go forward. If you allow him, we're going to look at chapter 3 next time. Because the heart of God is available. Remember, there's no limit to how much you can grow in him. You don't have to stay the same. You don't have to struggle in this life. You can grow in the things of God. You can become stronger and stronger in your walk with the Lord. And you can be more, you can become more determined and fortified against sin. Now we're out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to move in your life, bless you, teach you all day long, and give you songs in the night. Till next time, remember, I love you, God loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.